Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
98 PXY.
Sometimes I give it to you.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, that's Brazy, and we're just...
We're checking in! Oh, God.
I'm losing steam. Vibes. Yeah,
it's Wednesday, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, I thought it was Monday.
I know.
585-252-9800. What's the vibe, you guys? Where the hell's everyone at?
Where is everybody? Where are our friends? Happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven. Hope you're having a good morning. Vibes are always up on a Wednesday for payday.
Choo-choo!
I can't believe they get paid in the middle of the week. I'm so jealous.
Is that every week?
I know. Guys, do you get paid bi-weekly or weekly? Let us know.
It's every Wednesday.
Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Always love listening to you.
That's why they have so many cool clothes. Like, bought a new car.
Yeah, they like...
constantly doing Pizza Thursday.
They literally came in here and won a gift card. Little did we know, they're absolutely rich. They were like, we don't need this gift card.
They took the gift card, went into the bathroom, and used it as toilet paper.
I'm like, wait, can I have that? So we love you guys. So weekly or bi-weekly, let us know. Lindsay's here. She said you guys are absolute crackheads. Okay. Where's the lie? Nora's here. She said, I'm in my good vibes because I got myself a little Dunkin' treat this morning.
Oh, come on. Nora, come through. Come through. I need something. I feel terrible today.
No, fully.
I need a little something.
And then we also have Isabella here.
What's up, Izzy?
Who says, good morning. Still looking for a Valentine. Moose, are you available?
Good morning. First time listening to the show and last.
Oh, yeah. So are you? Are you booked?
No, I'm totally booked up. I'm so sorry.
I actually have four Valentine's Days in rotation. So.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't flattered. Just, I'm told, so booked. Thank you so much.
So booked. Good morning.
I got to ask you this real quick.
What?
Speaking of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Do you get your mom something?
No, my mom gets me something, though.
But does she ask if she could be your Valentine?
No, never, not once. I don't know what's going on at your household, but that's not my reality. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm just here to say that Moose should absolutely get a dog, and I'm blocking this texter.
Want to get a dog.
This person says, I passed my clinical social work exam, and now I'm getting a promotion at work.
For real?
Amazing.
Oh, we got a... Hey, who's this person? Who's this person?
No name.
All right, well, congratulations. That's what happens when you hustle.
Yep. Lily's here. She said vibes are good because I'm getting my hair done and hanging out with my friends and boyfriend tonight. And then this person said, my vibes are high because Nora checked in. What is happening?
Nice.
You guys are really active this morning.
How much money really do you pay active on extensions? Hopefully not too much. You don't want your boyfriend pulling him out tonight. Nice.
Nice. He was nice at his own joke. Love it. Don't we love it? What about you, Vibes? I mean, I probably shouldn't ask because you sound like crap, so.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I feel like
when we're tired and sick, that's when we have the best shows, which shouldn't be that way, but it is what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I was fine yesterday, and then I woke up this morning.
You sound like you got hit by a Mack truck.
Well, you know you could feel it when you start, like the night before, I was starting to feel like, oh no, I feel like the chills are coming on a little bit. I got that thing in my throat that doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
So I'm popping zinc and taking some vitamins.
You're going to say something different. Popping Zannies.
Popping Zannies. So the goal this morning, which was incredibly painful to get up at that alarm, was like, just get through it. You just got to get through it. If you could get through it today, you could probably get through it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's happening. He's delusional. No, the meds are kicking in. When the meds kick in, Mitcho, we don't know.
Vibes.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
He just goes, Vibes. Vibes are good. Listen, you guys, it's been a rough couple of days. I've been absolutely miserable asking for just prayers and thoughts and all the things.
Yeah. You had a rough Monday.
And I don't know. I mean, like, listen, I don't want to talk badly about our ex-coworkers at all, but
okay.
Terry Clifford from down the hall 3 years ago or whenever she retired is like trolling me on Facebook. I'm like, what?
I don't know why.
Is this what retirement is?
Yeah, she's been doing that to me since 2009.
Like, we posted the hubcap thing and, you know, I explained my side of the story and she's like, oh, bless your soul, which is just absolutely F you down in the South. Bless your soul. Or bless your heart, Breezy. You've been missing hubcaps for years. Your fender's hanging off, and you park wherever you damn well please. I'm like, Terry, get off Facebook.
Thanks for your condolences.
But no, I think today we're going to take a step in the right direction. Today's going to be a better day than Monday and Tuesday, okay?
Yeah.
Today, vibes are going to be super high. Panned to me at 9 o'clock, screaming on the air. And... yeah, it's going to be a good one. I can feel it in my bones. So, very excited. You know what has me in my good vibes today? You farting in the studio. Right.
Wait, what?
Amy Schumer's new movie, Kind of Pregnant, is coming out on Netflix today, and I can't wait to watch that.
It's the release date. This is a fun, family-filled comedy.
Right.
The whole family can watch this, you guys.
Except, I'm not going to be negative. Nope, I'm not going to be negative. Except for the fact that they sent every woman in Odyssey to go interview Amy Schumer for the premiere, and I wasn't chose.
All right, but we don't talk about that.
That's fine.
Let's move on.
All right.
Guys, thanks for the good vibes this morning. We appreciate that. Coming up for the big story of the day, we're going to tell you what you shouldn't do as a bus driver, okay? There are some things that you can get away with, like driving a bus and dropping the kids off, and there's some things you can't get away with, like just having a weapon. God.
He goes, oh, forgot to leave my loaded gun at home.
Alrighty, that's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Happy Wednesday.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I bet some of you wish you could be forever young. That ship sailed.
See ya.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, a school bus driver in Ontario County, allegedly bought a gun at the Geneva Walmart, then walked outside, got onto the school bus he drove there with, and then...
No kids, though, right?
Put it under his seat where it sat as he later drove with students on board.
Right.
I don't understand. You know, it's crazy how many people who are actually brain dead have a job.
But
that's us. New York State Police received a complaint. This was Monday that David Ferry, 57 of Naples, purchased a .22 caliber rifle at the Walmart before driving away on a Naples Central School District bus. Okay. And then deputies...
Why was he in Geneva?
I don't know what he's doing.
So random.
Deputies from the Ontario County Sheriff's Office found the bus on State Route 247 in Gorham. They pulled it over while the guy had 12 students on board.
Have you ever been pulled over on a school bus before? That's crazy.
Who the sheriff said our big thing is kudos to somebody who saw it and actually called it in. Excellent job by the state police by getting to Walmart in a quick fashion and verifying that this was a legitimate complaint in a progress call. And the deputies that were on patrol looking out did a wonderful job. Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. We know there are certain counties and areas that are hard up for bus drivers. However, if you decide to drive a bus, you cannot have a gun loaded or not loaded under the seat while you drive students around. This is obviously not common sense. It needs to be said. There are no guns allowed on a school bus.
Okay, so what I'm kind of tripping out about is that anyone can just walk into Walmart and buy a gun.
That's been going on for a long time.
You don't need like paperwork or anything? Like I could go buy a gun?
All right, so the sheriff said, whoever called in the report did the right thing. It takes somebody paying attention to somebody who just bought a gun, loaded it, and then brought it into a school bus. I guess it was loaded. Oh, my God. What?
585-252-9800. Can anyone go buy a gun at Walmart, or do you need permits? I was under the impression that you needed paperwork. So that's even a step further. He brings all of his paperwork. He's like, I'm a bus driver. Here's my paperwork. What?
Yeah, I parked my bus outside.
It's actually around back, so.
And hurry it up back there, because I got kids I need to pick up.
No, literally, like, what was the plan?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think I've never heard anybody not being able to go into the Walmart and not be able to purchase a gun. I don't know what kind. I mean, this guy bought a .22 caliber rifle. Tucked it right under his seat. And then drove kids around.
Literally insane.
Okay. All right, more on that story to come. As a mother, how do I talk my son out of participating in the school talent show? Carrie says her autistic son was talked into singing, and considering how bad he is, she says, I just want to protect him from embarrassment. Would I be a terrible mom for coming up with a way to talk him out of it? Give us a call now, 585-252-9800, to tell us what you guys think. We're going to get to Carrie's message she sent us coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
98 PXY.
What a bombshell of a message. As a mother, how do I talk to my son and convince him not to participate in this school talent show?
Okay. Oh, dear.
Well, Carrie wrote us, and I got to tell you, it's pretty good message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I love listening to you guys in the morning, and I thought I would write in for Parental Confidential. So my dilemma currently is trying to explain my situation without feeling like a horrible mom. My autistic 13-year-old son has been talked into participating in the school talent show by his peers, which is great. However, he's supposed to sing. He's not a singer. He's tone deaf and has been talked into singing this song on stage. When he sings, it's just really, really bad. I do want to be supportive. I want to encourage him to try new things, but I'm afraid he's going to be seriously embarrassed by everyone if he sings in this talent show. I don't quite know how to convince him not to go through with it without sounding like a terrible parent. I just don't want him laughed at on stage. Does anyone have any advice? Please help. Thanks. This is my own two cents, but you can't protect your kid forever because you think the world is going to be cruel or unkind to him. He's going to have plenty of time for that. Right. I think this is his chance to shine. And if he's confident enough to go on stage in front of his peers, just let him do it.
I agree with that. Don't take
that away. Yeah, don't take that away from him.
Yeah. And also, like, here's the situation. I just feel like at least the school that I went to and communities and things of that nature, they always rally behind anybody who shows the confidence and the willingness to get up there, disability or not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
let them do it.
I think you're looking into it too deeply. And I think that, yeah, I'm sure there will be a couple people that are mean and rude and pointing and laughing or behind his back or whatever the case may be. But for the majority, I really do feel like it would be a positive experience, not only for him, but for the school as well.
What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. You can call us or text us. It's Parental Confidential on PXY, and Tina is saying, just let him go. He's not going to be hurting anyone. He's having fun. I think you convincing him to not do it is going to backfire on you. This is his one shot to shine. Well, I don't know if it's his one shot. I mean, but yeah, it's an opportunity to shine. Sure. I don't think, has anyone ever been to a third grade, fourth grade talent show?
Right.
There is no talent involved in it whatsoever.
Not like he's like performing in the High School Musical. Like, you know what I mean?
What did you do for your talent show?
We didn't have a talent show.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
Or we maybe we did and I didn't do it. I don't know.
I was going to ask you what your talent was. I played the spoons on stage.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me whatsoever. It's pretty on brand for you.
I had two spoons.
I got a ticket. Did you get a cop out too?
I had two spoons and I'd hit them on my knee.
What? Remember like 5 minutes ago when you were like, I can't believe people who are brain dead have jobs.
Yeah,
it's literally us.
Chris says there's not going to be any talent at this talent show. It's really just a creativity fest. I wouldn't sweat it. Let your kid do the talent show. Another person. Let's go over to our friend Joe here. What's up, Moose and Breezy? Good morning. Tell this mom to let her son do the show. I think it's great you want to try new things, but how about we wait? No, he's saying don't do it. Oh, God. I read that wrong. Tell your son, hey, I think it's great you want to try new things, but how about we wait until you improve your singing? Sometimes it can get scary being on stage in front of all those people, so let's practice more before you decide to do that.
Okay, this person weighing in, great, great, great idea. Be supportive and encourage him to perform. I work at Cobblestone Arts Center in Farmington, and we base our program on arts. I see people every day with autism perform, and they absolutely shine. Do not take that away from him, especially if it's something he enjoys. Our mission is to help those with disabilities through arts, and their art in and there is art in every heart. Please, 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 do not keep him from doing this. He has every right to participate just like any other child would.
Yeah, and Carrie, I know you're listening right now because we spoke about what time we're doing this, and a lot of people weighing in right now are saying, hey, don't take this away from him. Hey, you never know. He may resent you. Hey, good morning, guys. I absolutely hear where this mom is coming from. You are wanting to protect him, but your child will have lots of opportunities out in the world to hear criticism on all their imperfections. They do not need to hear it from their own parent. You are supposed to be their safe place to land. My vote is to absolutely let your son participate in the talent show. Lauren says, not sure if this mom has ever been to an elementary talent show before, but like Moose said, the word talent shouldn't even be involved in the title. Let your kid participate if that's what he wants. At the end of the day, it's just for fun.
Yeah, this person says talent shows are supposed to be for fun. Let him do it. I'm sure he won't be the only one that will have mishaps on stage.
There is actually a lot of talent when it comes to playing the spoons. It's not easy.
Whatever you have to tell yourself to stop the tears.
I thought I crushed it.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure there's video of it as well. Dad, record it.
Yeah. I'll leave it with
record
this.
Record it for my YouTube channel.
Hey, good morning. If you want your kids to stop quitting things they aren't good at, maybe don't encourage them to quit things they're excited about.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well said. Carrie, I think we're all in agreement here. Let me get my gavel. You got to let your kid participate in the show. What's the worst that could happen? It's a talent show. He's young. Let him do it. Whether he's autistic or not, it shouldn't matter. All right. Thanks, guys, for the messages on this one. Hey, if you have a kid that's dying to shine, let him do it.
And let that little light shine.
Yeah. Don't burn their candle.
Period.
What's the saying? Don't blow my... Nope. Whatever. 98 PXY.